Good morning, Mr. Bubbles. Have you got your camera with you?
I caught it, yes.
And have you got an SD card?
Oh yeah, I bought one, in fact, in the end, yeah.
Oh, you bought one yesterday?
Yeah, there was one on special offer, so it was probably a bit more than getting it from Amazon, but not much.
Yeah. Okay. So you got the tools. Excellent. Excellent. Well, it's another mild day, two in a row. Yeah, hardly any wind. Good morning, Michael. Morning. Okay, well, let's see what the day has installed. The day at the pool. Water's very calm again. There's hardly any wind. And gosh, I mean, for this time of year, there's still a lot of leaves on the trees. Mind you, they've turned. They're nice and kind of reddish and brownish, but a lot of green leaves left. And the pool, I mean, the guards must have done a great job. There's hardly any leaf on the surface of the pool. And only just a few at the bottom of the pool. Actually, today, Aaron, Anthony and Sarah are cleaning. They're sweeping all the leaves on the side of the pool. And the pool looks spick and span this morning. Aaron's doing a fabulous job. How are you, Aaron, this morning? Are you tired? What time did you get up, actually?
5:45.
5:45. And to be here at?
6:30.
Wow. That's dedication. The only one in the pool is Alison. Alison with her lovely, relaxed breaststroke. She's amazing, actually, because she has a very high threshold. Doesn't feel the cold very much at all. Okay, it's time to get in. And maybe, if I'm lucky, Mr. Bubbles will take a picture of me swimming.
Try.
Are you going to try, Mr. Bubbles?
Yeah, I'll give it a go. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do first? Swim a few or...?
Well, I'll take the camera with me, so...
All right. Okay, so I better get undressed and changed and ready. In at the same time and ready. Yeah. Mind you, he swims so fast that I'll be holding it up. Ah, now, finally, wait for me. Tell me your name, because yesterday I mentioned that you actually take the temperature, but I don't know your name. What is your name?
My name's Stephanie.
Stephanie. How long have you been coming here, Stephanie?
About 2 years, but winter swimming without the wetsuit, first time this year.
And how does that feel?
It feels great. I can't believe it's taken me so long to do it.
Okay. It's difficult to get back into the wetsuit, isn't it once you've done it?
Yeah. No, it's without the wetsuit, it's definitely the way to go.
And describe what sensation you have on your skin when you swim in 9 degrees...
It's a real cold shock at first, but after that, it just feels fantastic. Warm, and sort of almost like warm inside.
Yeah. And how many lengths do you do at the moment?
I'm managing 12 at the moment, so that's fine with me.
That's fantastic.
I know other people are in here for even longer. But
yeah, but that's not about the length. No, it's about how you feel. Yeah. And how do you feel after 12 lengths?
Fantastic. It's great.
Okay. No dizziness?
No. I know. I've had enough.
Great. Yeah. Very wise. So let's see. See how much it's cooled down or not. It's quite mild, isn't it? And the nights are still mild. So I like the fact that Stephanie puts the thermometer in the pool after she swam. So her mind is not playing with her, telling her that it's cold or warm or whatever. She just probably listens to her body anyway.
10 degrees.
10 degrees, there you go. Yes. Well, the nights are mild,
yeah.
So it's amazing how it reflects immediately in the water of that dimension. I mean, it's quite amazing. Anyway, well done.
What's your name, by the way?
My name is Elizabeth.
Oh.
Yes.
Is this Elizabeth's blog that
Yes, Elizabeth's blog that you saw last year. And this is Elizabeth's audio boo.
Oh.
So this time we're doing an audio boo.
Lovely to have met you, Elizabeth. I've heard a lot about you in the sauna.
Oh, have you? All right. Well, thanks and have a lovely day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
See you.
Bye.